Word up, audio boo. I was just gonna talk about an advert I saw on the telly the other day. One for Save the Children. Now, charity is a strange one because there's just millions of them. And a large number of them all seem to do the same thing. And so you have to wonder how many charlatans there are out there who take bundles of money off people just to line their own pockets. And I find a lot of charity adverts on the telly quite poor, in poor taste. They're just, I mean, sure, they're there to tug at your heartstrings and whatnot, but some of them are just a bit vulgar. There was one for Save the Children, and it had a little African lying down, all looking hungry and being all like, and it was like, let's call her Jane, that wasn't her name, but Jane is starving. Look at her, she's so hungry. But if Jane can't tell you that she's hungry, because she's so hungry, so we'll tell you. But this is what Jane would say. She'd say, help me, I'm hungry. Is there anyone out there who cares about me? Is there? Please help me, I'm so hungry. Give me £2 a month and then I can eat properly. Right, okay, well, the thing is, if you're telling me that Jane is so hungry that she can't tell us what she's thinking, then how the fuck do you know what she's thinking? In which case, you're lying. It bothers me, it irritates me. And that's not me saying, oh, I don't care about starving Africans. And I do. I mean, I don't really, but I do. But, you know, not to the point where I'm going to do anything about it. Like most people, and don't pretend that you're any different, you know. It's like, oh, that is a shame that she's starving, but at the same time, fancier McDonald's. That's made me hungry now. Yeah, that's the only effect. The only ones that have effects on me, actually, are the kind of awful ones where they show you the bears that have gone mad because they're cooped up and they're kept as Russian or Chinese kind of performing bears and that, and the donkeys and that, they and yeah, all the pet ones. But even then, I don't donate anything. I just turn over because it's sad. You know, that's the benefit of having a remote control, isn't it? So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I've not got anything else to say, but this is me trying to continue the audio boo promise that I've loosely committed to. And I'm going to put in some music now and then record the bit where I say what it is afterwards. Goodbye, audio boo. Right, I've been listening to this song a lot lately, and seeing as I've already linked it as my kind of Music Monday, it's off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. That's where I first became aware of it. It's by Ricky Nelson. It's called Lonely. It's not called that. It's called Lonesome Town.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away. And they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years. And the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away.